Princess Palinée had seen many things by the time she approached the dragon's lair, made evident by the reddish glow and sinuous plume of smoke that issued from the old cave, seated amidst a burnt and desolate landscape. The glow that shimmered from the mouth of the lair reminded the princess of the blacksmith's shop. She stood a respectful and discreet distance from the cave, wondering what the proper way to pay a call on a dragon might be. For she had been taught how to approach a king and queen, how to acknowledge a duke, take leave of a baroness, and greet an ambassador. But her education had failed her as regards mythical beasts. She could no more curtsy for a unicorn than she could greet a griffin. If she smiled at a sea serpent, would that be rude? These weighty matters had been her concern for only a few moments, however, when a blast of warm air, a waxing of light from the cave, and the sound of a great bulk being hauled over gems and gold and all his hoarded treasure, informed the Princess Palinée that the dragon drew nigh.